Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 10, reading verses 11 to 18. They read, "Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. Since that time he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool, because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, 'This is the covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts, and I will write them on their minds.' Then he adds, 'Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more.' And where these have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin." Our writer to the Hebrews here is again reminding his readers of the difference between the sacrifices of the Old Covenant and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. It's an interesting picture here he shows us of the Old Covenant priests standing and performing their religious duties in verse 11. But with Jesus in verse 12, there is a contrast. He sat down at the right hand of God. Sacrificing priests cannot do so from a seated position. There's a neat contrast here. It kind of illustrates, in my mind, a picture of a standing priest kind of burnt out by offering sacrifice after sacrifice after sacrifice. Contrasting that with Jesus, who is seated. He has completed his work. He is relaxed. He is done with it all. And he emphasizes that in this passage, that it is a sacrifice that is finished. He has made perfect, in verse 14, forever those who are being made holy. There's a reminder in this passage of the relevance of Psalm 110. If you haven't read Psalm 110 in connection with Hebrews, I'd strongly encourage you to do so. There are so many connections, allusions, and quotes and that bring a deeper meaning to the book of Hebrews. So read Psalm 110. There's a reminder to the readers here that those who depart from Christ become his enemies. If you read that in connection with Psalm 110, apostasy is a serious business. We do need to stick with what Jesus has shown us, what he has taught us, and what he has given us, or we lose everything. In Hebrews 10:16, in this passage, the writer reminds them again of part of the Jeremiah prophecy from Jeremiah chapter 31. This internal presence of God in our hearts, in our minds, is so precious. It means that the Spirit not only instructs us as to what to do, but also gives us the strength to do it. What a great promise this is. For example, Ephesians 3 verse 16, "I pray that out of his glorious riches he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being." This is a great promise that we have, of that strengthening of the Spirit, because what Jesus has done is finished. The focus here in terms of sins is on what God chooses to forget, and we choose to remember. We choose to remember that Jesus has finished his work and we are forgiven, and God chooses to forget our sins. We remember his word of promise, and he forgets our sins. Well, there are some wonderful promises here, and I hope they're a great encouragement to you. We will go on to look at verse 19 and following next time. And in the meantime, if you'd like to know more about our work as a church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And in iTunes, if you type in MCCX to the search bar, you'll find us under podcasts. And that's also my Twitter feed, MCCX. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.